Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Program reminder, change, Omaha. We're going with Danielle Allen Tuck from the Baltimore Banner at 9:15. But right now, our buddy from School of Rock, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, he is Rock Abaco. What's up, Rock?
What's up, guys? Rock Lobster. That was a nice choice.
That song makes zero sense, right?
It makes no sense. I was called that a few times. Either Rock Lobster, sometimes one friend liked to call me Joe Rockhead. There's a lot of things you can do with this name.
Well, Rock, the Orioles have played 23 games since St. Louis left town, and thank God they left town. Since that time, I'll be honest with you, because using your name again, I thought that was rock bottom for us. I did. I thought that was it for us. There's no way this they can't turn this around. 23 games since then, they're 15-8. Are we seeing a better example of who this Baltimore Orioles team is now, or is this just a good run, in your opinion?
I mean, they're definitely playing better overall. I just feel like, you know, it might surprise some people they're 15-8 because they're not really able to gain much ground. I just checked, and they're still 6.5 back for that last wild card. There's still so many teams ahead of them. It's not just that number, but it's all the teams that they have to leapfrog. And I feel like they've been 6.5 for a while now. And that's just what happens when you dig this kind of a hole. Fortunately, they are playing some of those teams ahead of them, including the Rangers, who I think are 3 back. But, you know, we have a running joke going with the beat writers now where every time they win, we're like, they're back. You know, when you beat a Max Fried, for example, or, you know, a couple of these other games where it's like they've come back and won, well, they're back. Then they almost get no hit. Now forget it. And they lose the 2-1 lead Sunday. Then they win last night. We're like, they're back. You know, it's just, it's going back and forth. But when you have this kind of a deficit, they've got to get on a big run here. And it's not just do that by September. I mean, the trade deadline is less than 6 weeks away. And if they don't gain more ground, Mike Elias could turn around and start peeling off veteran pending free agents. So it's going to be basically a concession, because if you do that, then you really limit your chances of making that run. So they've got to get started now, and they just can't seem to build that kind of momentum. I mean, even going 3-4 on the road trip, let's say they had held that lead, they went 4-3, that's still not good enough. Like, they have to go on a long winning streak here, and soon.
Rock, who exactly is Trevor Rogers?
I mean, they won that trade. Who knew? I thought they lost the trade. Now they won the trade.
Yeah, like, I don't quite get what's going on here.
I mean, he made some adjustments, and he said last night, obviously at the time last year, they optioned him after 4 starts, and it was the best thing that could have happened to him, even though at the time he certainly didn't think so. But he worked on some mechanics. You know, you got to get your confidence back, obviously, and he was pressing. And you know, Mancelino mentioned that the one poor outing he had of the previous start, you know, you get to a spot, besides the fact that it was, you know, really bad conditions there in Tampa. But, you know, every start could be, you know, your last one if you're going to get sent back down. So you put that kind of pressure on yourself. But he just seemed relaxed and just got in that groove last night. And again, the mechanics are better and the velocity's back up. I mean, he was 95-96, and last year with the Orioles, he was like 88-90. So I think what we saw last night is who he can be. And at this point, you may as well keep running him out there. I mean, the rotation had one quality start in the last 11 before last night. So clearly there's that need. And, you know, especially with Povich on the IL, and why wouldn't you run him out there and see what you've got and you know, to try harder to justify, you know, trading two prospects for him. So I think he's capable. I'm not saying eight scoreless every time out, but I think he was much better than what he showed last year. And then he comes to spring training and he arrived with the knee injury. So we knew he wasn't going to make the club out of spring training, and that set him back. So he's had to overcome quite a few things, but man, he was on last night. You know, the pitch mix, that changed up an entire right-handed hitting lineup, which usually can be death for a lefty. It was really impressive, and I think you just keep running him out there every 5 or 6 days.
I'm also going to give you a Jeopardy answer. Who is Charlie Morton?
Well, hey, he's been three of his four starts this month. He's been really, really good. He just had that the one stumble. So I think what we're seeing now is what they certainly were expecting when they gave him that contract, and why that didn't happen early on. I mean, he couldn't even answer that question. We kept making a big deal about his velocity being up. He's like, yeah, that's great, but he's got his curveball is one of the best pitches in baseball.
Yeah, it is.
Any pitcher, any pitch, and it was not happening for him for the longest time this year. He had no explanation for it. So I think finally everything's, you know, working for him and coming together. And, you know, on paper, this is a good matchup tonight. The Rangers are going with an opener, a lefty. And way Morton's pitching, you got to like how it looks, at least on paper. But, you know, we know that doesn't always pan out. But, yeah, he's certainly turned things around as well.
So you have Morton, game one starter in the postseason, and Rogers the game two then, just because he's a veteran, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's what you would do, absolutely. In a short series, anything can happen.
Just like we all thought. Yeah.
Right.
Wow. Rockabaco, thanks a lot, my man.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Rock.
410-583-1057. That's the number.
I mean, how ridiculous is it that we're talking about Charlie Morton and Trevor Rogers right now?
I know.
In a good way.
Yeah. Rogers had a 7 ERA when they sent him down last year.
See, and it's not about, like, they suck less than everybody else.
No.
They're really performing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
It's not like, well, guys, they got a 4.5 ERA to everybody else's 5. No, they're really performing right now.
You guys remember when you were playing pickup basketball and you were forced to pick that last guy?
Yes.
Like, man, we don't want him. Oh, and then he went 5 for 5 in the game. Yeah. You're like, well, damn. All right. But don't shoot it next game because we know what's going to happen. Law of averages, you're going to suck, man. But, like, you look at this and it couldn't be any different on that spectrum, the far ends of it, where Charlie Morton was so bad. He's been so good that he struck out guys where the ball has hit them twice. He's been so good. And then Trevor Rogers has arguably had the two best starts for the Orioles this season.
Yeah.
Arguably.
And if it's not him, the other person would be Charlie Morton. That's what you argue with him, all right? Maybe Dean Kramer had one of those thoughts in there, too. But Charlie Morton goes in that category as well.
Buddy.
Jeremy Kahn's Daily Line at 9:30. But on the other side, we're going to get the background to this article in the Baltimore Banner. Danielle Allentuck joins us up next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
9:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us right now from the Baltimore Banner, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, she is Danielle Allentuck. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
Now, Danielle, I told the guys...
Can you talk about Rock's article with us real quick?
No. When you know people and you read their texts, you know the tone in which they wrote it. And I know the tone that you wrote. You know you could have just called me if you want to know the real reason behind. I know your tone. All right, so what inspired you, first of all, to write this article about the game day atmosphere of the Baltimore Orioles at Camden Yards?
Yeah, so it all started, I had surgery the day after opening day. So I was out for about 6 weeks. And I came back to in middle of May, end of May, and everything was different. And you may not notice it if you're there every day or if you only come to a couple games, but I've been to a gazillion baseball games over the last 5 years, like notice when something's different. And I was kind of like, what is going on? Why? What are all these new games they're doing? What are all these new prompts? And the music was totally different. So I just started asking around. And that's what led to this article. I found out that they're using an agency. I found out they made a lot of changes in that department and just kind of took it one step at a time from there.
Hmm. Now, is there any, besides that part of it, was there any indication that the players were dissatisfied? Besides, I mean, the game experience for, you know, for you and me and everybody else, but what about the players feeling that they're, you know, not at a home game when they're at home?
Well, you know, and I've noticed this too, you know, when you go to a bunch of different stadiums and you see different stadium atmospheres and then you compare it to Camden Yards, you notice the difference.
Yes.
So I think that, you know, Dean's comment, which I heard you guys talking about earlier, I think it's a fair assessment because sometimes, you know, it's not a crowded stadium. I'm not saying that every stadium is going to be packed on every single night, but, you know, sometimes it is a pretty lame crowd, and sometimes the crowd's not into it. And yes, that does have to do with they're playing on the field, and I think that they all know that. But if you go to Boston and they're losing 10-0, that crowd's still in it, no matter what.
Yeah, and I got to say, I mentioned earlier that I've been to both. I was at Red Sox Orioles, was it last year, and then Rob and I went to Yankees Orioles. Both those stadiums, because their sound effects really pissed me off, because they really taunt you, like, you know, the Red Sox and the Yankees with that stupid whistle. It drove me out of my mind. So I get it. It works.
Yeah, that's the whole point. And if you go to Dodger Stadium, they have a speaker in the away bullpen. So it just drives you insane sitting out there. Like, all these tactics that all these other stadiums do to really piss off the visitors, you don't see that at Camden Yards. Yeah.
When you guys went to the Yankees game, that's when Rob got in trouble for peeing outside, right? Peeing in public?
That was on the ride back.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to bring that up for a second.
That was in Philly, actually, on the ride back.
Oh, yeah. We have guests. Oh.
Danielle.
Things I don't need to know.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Danielle, I got caught.
Yeah. And I said, what did you do?
I got caught.
What are you holding back there, Chief? Just me. Daniel, I'm sorry. So we were talking about all the different things. Now, do you feel like we developed something similar? Because I was very envious of the Astros playing Lisa Loeb's Yusei after every Yusei Kikuchi strikeout, or when they play the Woo for Brian Woo. I'm hoping we can find something like that.
I think they're working on that. I don't think they're quite there yet. They've definitely added the strikeout noise, but it's very generic. Like, it's not it's not something you can just go woo for and everybody knows what you're saying, you know? I think that they have room to work with. You know, Gunner's song is people recognize, the Country Boy song. I think that they have room to go, but I don't think they're quite there yet, like having that sound that everybody recognizes. I think they had it with the hot dog race, and then they got rid of it.
Mm. I think they're missing the opportunity not to play Madonna every time Jackson hits a home run.
Not even Madonna. Just
every time Jackson hits a home run, as he circles the bases.
Play Adam Sandler singing it in the wedding singer. Holiday! Like, every time. And like with Kramer, couldn't you play something from Seinfeld? These pretzels would make me thirsty, Jerry. Play something.
Yes. Yeah, with Danielle Allen Tucker from the Baltimore Banner. Danielle, if you could be queen of the world for 1 second and you change something at Camden Yards, what would you add?
Tim McGraw concert.
Ooh.
No, sorry. I'm sorry, Danielle. I'm going to disappear now.
I think I would have some touchy fingers in line above Tim, but he would be pretty high.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the most off. I mean, first of all, I am queen of the world. I don't know why you would say that.
You're right. I'm sorry.
I mean, the problem is they're changing it, but the sound system is so bad. And I don't think people realize how bad it is until you go to other stadiums and hear what a good sound system sounds like. And the scoreboard is terrible, but both of those things are being fixed. I don't know. I would just love to see more people there on a daily night and see more people into it. And I know that's a lot of other factors. I know the team play goes into that. I know the price. I know the game time. I know the traffic. I know there's a lot more factors than that. But, you know, sometimes when there's like 10,000 people on a Tuesday night, you're like, this is kind of lame.
Yeah. What about, like things, I mean, since you travel around, like the experience at Truist Park? I have not been there yet. I've been there in the past, but now.
Awesome.
That's what I mean. Like, awesome. With the games and all the things that they have, like, would you like to see them do something like that if it were feasible here?
So I haven't been there yet either. I'll be going there for the first time in a week and a half. But I think about, like, San Diego, and, like, they have the lawn, and they have, like, lawn games going on out there. Like, they have, you know, all these things for fans to do during the game. Because I think what people are forgetting is that the people who care enough about this article to call into a sports radio station are not the target audience for these changes. Those people clearly like sports and are going to go to a baseball game or a football game no matter what. This is targeting the other 80% of people who go to games who don't maybe know anything about baseball or care about the baseball game, and they're just going for a fun night to be entertained with their friends. So those are the people that need to be entertained and need these changes to keep wanting to come back.
Hey, we just briefly touched on it, but I guess I'll get your opinion on this too. What the hell's going on with Trevor Rogers and Charlie Morton? Like, how did this even even happen? Like, for real.
How did they get good?
I mean, this is, well, the Charlie Morton thing to me, I'm going, I don't get it. Like, Trevor Rogers, like, coming back and being healthy, I understand him pitching well, maybe not this well, but the Charlie Morton thing is crazy to me.
I mean, I think with Trevor, and I've written about this a lot in the Baltimore Banner, is he's really, he had spent, you know, his whole career focusing on the physical side of it, you know, learning how to throw a baseball, all those things. And he had never given him mental skills attention. So when he started playing bad, he just had no idea how to handle it. I have an article last week up about how he went to go see a sports psychologist for the first time and how that just really helped him. And now he is not afraid of being sent back down because he realized, you know, there are far worse things in the world than being optioned to AAA. But mechanically, he's also made a lot of changes. You know, his changeup was great last night. He really needed that against righties. His velocity was up. So I just think a lot of it is, you know, the mental and the physical working together for Trevor Rogers.
She's Queen Danielle from the Banner of Baltimore.
Thank you,
Danny.
Danielle, tell folks how to follow you on social media.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at @D_AllenTuck, and you can read all my work at the Baltimore Banner.
All right, thanks a lot, Danielle.
Thank you.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. We've ruined her. Remember when she came on? She was all prim and proper.
She was.
We've absolutely ruined her. Joe LaCroix's Encore 9:45, but on the other side, it's the Daily Line.
Yeah, man. Been on a bit of a heater here. If you didn't get to see me over the weekend, but I think I ran on a 14-4 stretch in Major League Baseball, five straight winning days. I went 5-0 on Sunday. I hit the last four NBA playoff games in the championship. So it's been a nice little run. Was 3-2 yesterday, so I'll go over that. A couple of really nice spots today in Major League Baseball that I think you should target, and a few WNBA games I'll give out as well. That's coming up next here on The Fan.
Gorman 0-2. Swing, drive! That one rifled to right center! It's another two-run homer! Everybody is in on the party. It is a power parade in St. Louis. Gorman with his fifth. The Cardinals' fourth two-run home run of the day.
Yeah, that's courtesy of FanDuel Sportsnet St. Louis. By the way, the announcer there had a little flub when he was trying to say flag on the air during a read.
Oh, yes.
Did you guys see that?
Yes.
Yeah.
We talked about it yesterday. Not on here, yeah.
The problem was the long dead air. If he just keeps going, but when you have that much dead air, people go back and say, well, why was he? Why was
I think he muted the mics to let out a few more F-bombs, but not the one he said.
Okay.
You know, because in frustration, because you know it becomes viral at that moment. And nowadays, even if you didn't mean to say something, remember when we did the Gary Thorne one where they were within striking or hitting distance is what it was. And he took the S from striking and put it on hitting distance. Yes. And they were within that. So anyway, I had the Cubs over yesterday. Big play
That's
for me.
I'm in the studio every day.
And Cubs won yesterday, or Cubs game went over. So that was good for me. I went 3-2 in my top plays. I said back on Sunday, I went 5-0. The weather this weekend was absolutely ridiculous. So if any of you guys were following any of my weather stuff that I was giving out, like we had, at one point we had 12 games where there were 10-mile-an-hour winds either blowing out or blowing in at one point. We had the same thing, very similar at least, with like 8 games on Saturday. And then there were another 6 games on Sunday. And it's just crazy when you see this type of weather and the impact it can have. And yes, I told everybody to take every over in the Wrigley game over the weekend. Why? Every damn game went over and it wasn't close. Like, it's just, it's such a huge advantage. There were more bats in my algorithm drink from the Cubs game than there were in Coors where Arizona was playing. So you had the Diamondbacks and the Rockies in hot weather in Coors, and there were more bats showing up in the Cubs game, and you saw all the home runs that were hit. So just something to think about there. And with today, we've got a bunch of really good weather. So let me start off with this. In the WNBA, I really like this Atlanta-Dallas game to go over. I think Indy and Seattle is leaning towards an under there. Seattle's been very good at home. The Fever, who everybody loved to bet overs with Caitlin Clark because the Fever don't play defense and Caitlin shoots. I think the Storm are going to dictate how this game is played, and I think it's a close game, but I think it goes under that total.
I think I like Sophie Cunningham now.
Everybody
was that.
She picked up like a million followers.
Because she's like becoming, like she admitted I'm going to protect the best player in the game. She's become an enforcer like in hockey.
She's the hottest enforcer I've ever seen.
Well, you've never seen Derek Boomgarden.
Oh, Boomgarden. You're right. You know what? When you're right, you're right. Well, you're right.
He's gone now.
Oh, well, I can't see him anymore.
When I saw her come out and admit it, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you are doing this.
Yeah, well, good. Somebody's got to protect. Like, again, people could say what they want. You don't even have to like Caitlin Clark. I'm one of those people that like Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. I think there's room for all of this in the game.
I love them both, man. I love them both.
But I don't get the hatred towards her, and everybody's trying to justify their hatred towards her because she did this or she did that. And it's like, come on, man. But yeah, get her an enforcer. So as far as baseball goes today, here's where the weather's leaning. Orioles over. It's going to be about 100 degrees or feel like 100 degrees out there today. Cleveland over. They're facing the Blue Jays. Tigers over is one of the best spots today, but it's Tarik Skubal for the Tigers. And it probably makes you feel like even with a 7.5 total, that you're going to need the Tigers to do most of the work for that against Luis Severino. So just a heads up on that one. Mets over looks fantastic. Twins over. Royals over. Cubs over looks great. Padres under. That's where all the weather is supporting today. So where am I going to go? I'm going to look at a couple of different spots, and one of which is the under in that Red Sox-Angels game. Mm. I really like this because these two teams strike out a ton. So first off, even if you don't strike out a ton, the Angels are facing Garrett Crochet, so you're going to strike out a ton because he's that good. And then when you look at it, Tyler Anderson, you wanted lefties against the Red Sox. They were terrible against it when Devers was there. Well, now Devers is gone. Guess what? They're still terrible against lefties, and they strike out. Like, it's surprising when you go look at the teams that strike out the most in baseball. because some of them are really good teams. And you're like, well, that team strikes out that much? Yeah. Yankees, Red Sox, Orioles, all at the bottom of the list there for how much they K. Seattle's down there. A lot of just K-heavy teams, which is why, even though it's plus money, I like Tyler Anderson over 5.5 Ks today in that Angels game. I was hoping it was going to be around 4.5, but I don't know. I'll take the plus money with 5.5 when his prop says he's going to hit right at 5.5. I do like the Mets and Braves game. I think that goes over. Cubs and Cardinals game looks great. The one play I will throw out and tell you I like Cleveland and Toronto to go over the 8.5. That's a matchup of soft-tossing lefties.
Hmm.
Eric Lauer and Logan Allen are going to try to outdo each other for the slowest fastball in this game. And the bats look great here, so you don't have to. It's typical in games like this that you don't have to worry about strikeouts. And if the weather's good, why not roll the dice on it? And lastly, the one I will give out and say that I love the Orioles tonight. What Charlie Morton's been doing and the fact that I saw him do it in Tampa with all that heat makes me believe I don't think this is going to bother him as much as it might bother somebody else. And with a bullpen game from the Rangers, you're just asking for one guy to have a hiccup. One of the things I do want to point out that I think people should notice is I do like the Yankees and Reds over, but tonight is kind of a special night where I was looking at the games and I was checking out strikeout props, and I went, huh, they got something special for the Red starter tonight. The velocity of his first pitch. Will it be 101 miles an hour faster? Will it be 99? And then the pitching specials for him, how many Ks? How many does he strike out? Does he have an immaculate inning? That would be Chase Burns, who is arguably the number one pitching prospect in baseball, going for the Reds. But he gets introduced to a very patient team in the Yankees, which will strike out a lot. But I think he hits I think there's going to be a lot of runs scored in this game. So something for you to kind of peek at and think about as well, if you're into that sort of thing with Chase Burns. But there you go.
There you go, Jeremy Kahn. Thank you very much. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's we got time to go to the phone lines. Eastern Shore. What's up, Roy?
Hey, yeah, I'm just calling to respond to Danielle. She said it was lame that there weren't more people at the ballpark.
No. That's not what she said. She said sometimes the crowd is lame. She didn't say it's lame. You're saying two different things, which means it could be 30,000 people. She didn't specify the crowd size.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Then I didn't hear that correctly.
Yeah.
But as far as going to games, you know, over the last 2 years, personally, you know, I've spent thousands, 10, 12, 15 games a year for the last 2 years. But when the product on the field isn't competing.
But when it's not good, you're not going to make that hike, right? You're not going to come across the bridge.
Absolutely not. It's an hour and a half to get there. But it's okay. It's the money, the time, all doesn't matter when they're winning. And they can compete when they got a chance to compete, when they got a chance to win. You know, look, let's face it, Al Davis said it well.
Just win, baby. Yeah.
Just win, baby. I'm not interested in your fluff. I'm not coming for the owner's bobblehead. I'm not coming for any of that. I'm coming. I'm going to spend my money. I'm going to get the best seats I can get, and I'm going to watch them win.
But you know what, Roy? What she did address is those improvements aren't for you and me. She said those improvements were for the 80% of the people who are coming for those things. You're right. For you and I, we just want a good product on the field.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some people who go for all the other bells and whistles and couldn't even tell you who won the game when they left.
Well, Rob, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to see the finest athletes in the world compete that and my beloved Baltimore Orioles can win, knowing they can win a game. But when that's in jeopardy, we're just not going to spend the money, and it's just not me. I mean, I got dozens of friends. We're all in the same boat. Just win, baby. I'll be back. I'll come spend my money, but when you try to manage your out, that it's obvious that he's trying to get ahead of a story in relationship to Bisaccia. And hey, that might be their position today, no problem. But turn the page back, go look what they did with Manny when he came up from Double A, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, come on, man. And when you brought Adley up, that put butts in the seats. When you brought Jackson up, that put butts in the seats. I'm not going, you know. And all this woke stuff, I'm not going for any of the fluff. Let's just put a product on the field that we can all support.
Hey, Roy, I appreciate the call, my man. 410-583-1057. That's the number. And again, Danielle said, those things that they're adding aren't for the Roys of the world. Those are things for the people who come for the fluff, Ed. And let's be honest with you. On a Friday night or a Saturday 4 o'clock game, there are lots of people who want something to do. And when you have giveaways on those days, there's something to do. It's going to be going to Camden Yards.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. People love to collect things. I mean, it's – and especially those giveaways. And you're like – it almost, I don't want to say it warrants buying a ticket, but when you're getting something, but people love free stuff.
It does. Quickly, I just want to say, you mentioned Immaculate Inning before. Did you see Yamamoto get robbed the other day?
Yeah.
That was one of the most egregious calls I've ever seen.
He missed that ump, by the way, who ranks as the fourth worst ump in baseball. That's, who's the older guy? Buckner? He's the one that made
CB?
That call? Yeah. He missed 18 calls in that game.
But that one was ridiculous. That thing was in the middle of the plate, like letter high.
Yeah. He looked like Enrico Palazzo, except the other way.
Well, Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Quick, by the way, Kyle Riley is on pace for 66 home runs, Ed. Mm-hmm. He is also, what, I think he's 3 home runs shy of tying Ken Griffey Jr.'s record for most home runs by a Mariner before the All-Star break. Griffey did it twice. I think he did it at 35 home runs and 33 home runs. Riley is now sitting at 32. So he's getting up in rare air.
Oh, he is. Absolutely. I'm a little getting fatigued with his nickname, though. I think people like saying it too much.
Big Dumper?
Where it's so stupid, and people say it constantly.
I love it. Like, you want the Big Turd Cutter instead? Or
no. What? That's the no.
Oh, sorry.
You know I hate that.
It's a great nickname.
Why is it called Turd Cutter? You got to explain that to me.
Really?
How's it
what
cut
cuts
turds?
Off the turd? Like when it's going out your butt, your turd cutter. It's your butt. Yeah, just, so why are you overthinking white humor? You know what? I don't even just stop. Just keep it moving, man. This one wasn't for you.
Okay, there you go.
It wasn't for you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So I don't get that. And that's the encore for today, Ed.
Of course, encore brought to you by the Lion's Den. Passion, pleasure, romance. Put some imagination and fun back in your love life. If you don't, somebody else will. Just saying.
I'm just saying, you keep saying it. Who are you talking to out there?
Everybody.
You sound like a little specific to me.
No. All right. Just saying.
I'm just checking. Hey, you worry about it.
Think that don't happen?
Oh, it does.
Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
Yep. Been living on that for a long time.
Who are you?
I'm just over here watching the world burn.
Oh boy,
this is fine.
The problem is, there's too much laughter about this topic right now. That we should move on. Safe to move on. Orioles tonight. Jeremy Kahn should be. You're saying this should be the numbers of favoring the Orioles tonight.
Yeah, but look,
you're telling me
you've got
Morton versus Lats.
Yeah, so the Rangers are going to be in some sort of a bullpen game. Bullpen games are tough because it's hard for bats to get rhythm, but also in these types of conditions, you don't know who's going to come out and not have his stuff. So in like really hot games like this or really great hitting weather, I worry about going to a bullpen game. I'd rather put that one guy out there and hope that he's good enough to get through it. We shall see tonight. But again,
tonight, because you got the Grom tomorrow night.
Yeah, I was telling you, I think the Orioles have I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I think they have a good shot of sweeping the series, even with the Grom on the mound.
You want to see the Grom tomorrow?
I wouldn't mind. He's must watch for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go see him.
They will score some runs for
him. I know.
My buddies are going to the game.
Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. They didn't invite you?
They did.
Oh, they did. I was going to say, what kind of buddies are they?
No, they did.
Okay. You just told them no?
I tell them no all the time.
Oh.
I've been invited to
Tiger games. What is that like?
Tiger
it must
games.
Be fun to be able to tell people no.
You have to. It's an answer. Oh. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like going out when we got to work the next day.
Well,
I don't. Just don't.
No, I do. That's why I took
That's
off.
That's why you
yesterday.
Took off. Yeah. It's like,
oh, man. I'm going Wednesday night to see Christos play. So that remember we talked about it before I went to Ireland. I said I'm going to come out and watch a game, so I'm going to tomorrow night's game. Looking forward to that. I got to get you know how when you start work on a Tuesday, it still feels like Monday. I'm sitting here going, "Oh, today's the day I get my shot. I got therapy. I got all these things I have to go through on Tuesdays." Just feels weird. It feels like Monday.
And now it's time to find out what we learned today. Ed Norris, what you learned today?
Well, you know me. We had a discussion this morning. We're talking about distilleries and booze and how they have great backstories for bourbon and whiskeys and stuff like that. You know, beer doesn't. But we talked about all kinds of stuff. And I mentioned NASCAR, you know, was rooted. Sure enough, looked it up. NASCAR's origins are deeply rooted in the bootlegging culture of the Prohibition era, particularly in the American South. Bootleggers who transported illegal alcohol modified their cars for speed and handling to outrun law enforcement. These modified cars and skills developed by drivers laid the foundation for what would become NASCAR.
That's pretty.
Now you know why it's so big in the South.
A couple of one national day. Today is National Take Back the Lunch Break Day. We don't get a lunch break, do we?
No.
We got to take it back.
No. I eat my can of prison tuna every morning while we're in the air. Yeah.
Also, some birthdays today. A lot of folks who are no longer with us. Today would have been Jack Dempsey's birthday.
Manasseh Mahler.
Today would have been former basketball promoter and famous shoe guy Chuck Taylor's birthday today.
Nice.
Former NBA player Sam Jones' birthday today. Former college football coach Terry Donahue would have had a birthday today. And former reliever closer Doug Jones would have celebrated a birthday today. Phil Hughes, former New York Yankee pitcher and Twins, turns 39 today. And former Little League World Series hero Monet Davis turns 24 today.
Wow.
J.J. Redick and Lionel Messi share a birthday today. Joe, who is older?
I mean, I know how old Messi is. Is that cheating?
No, it's not.
Not if you don't know how old J.J. Redick is.
He's 39, so I'll go Messi.
Well, but if they didn't know how old he was, who's older?
SportsCenter.
Huh?
Messi.
Messi's older?
I'd say Messi.
You say Messi's older?
Mm-hmm.
Joe is right. Actually, Messi is 38.
38.
And does that change your answer?
No.
All right. And J.J. Redick is 41.
Oh, well. Stupid question.
Dumbass.
Yeah. Very, very dumb. Speaking of dumb, I guess it's my turn.
No, that's stupid.
Oh.
World of stupid, not world
Either
of
way,
dumb.
It works out the same way, right? Do you guys know where cow farts come from?
No, where?
From Derriere.
Oh. I see what you...
Derriere is also a term for the butt. A cow's butt would be this because it's... Anyway. All right, let's get to some jokes that maybe Joe will like.
No one liked that joke.
In Texas, it's illegal to serve pie without ice cream. Texans always remember the Alamo.
Oh, goodness.
I can't believe how hot it is today. It got so hot that my garlic had to take its cloves off, Joe. It had to take its cloves off. Did you hear about the two skunks that got divorced?
No.
She took every cent that he had. Scent. S-C-E-N-T, Joe. Scent. Oh, man. What do you call it if they smoke cannabis and then overthrow the government? Would you call it a haiku?
God.
A haiku.
You're on a roll today, man.
I don't care. I got arrested today for walking out of a museum with a painting, but I was confused. Because earlier when I asked if I could take a picture, the guy said yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to find another one that's just really bad that he's going to hate, and I'm just... here you go. Growing up, I could never really understand my German mother when she spoke to me. She had a tendency to mutter. Mutter.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
All right, I'll leave you with this. I ate a kid's meal last night. That kid's parents were so angry.
Oh, my gosh. Man. Man.
Why can't you make an appointment with the librarian, Joe? She's all booked up! Sorry.
Vinny and Haney up next. Thank God. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Taco Tuesday.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.